We will write a Bible for women. Sup with the Sups Up Playful Banter podcast listeners. Back with you again from afar, but never closer, is Kyle and Robbie. And we're joined by Emmy-winning press secretary, secretary of the media. You're the only minister that doesn't have minister in the title, so that's confusing.
It's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Midnight Liar, Danielle Hokulea Frack. Frack, how you doing?
Hello. I'm good.
You should feel honored. I think you're the first person who he said their actual middle name when he's introduced them.
Well, I think my name is a part of my lore.
It is. Yeah. Lore is exactly right. It's exactly what you have is lore. Yeah. And honestly, no matter what middle name I came up with, it wasn't going to be weirder than Hokulea, like in terms of traditional.
You could have
English
said like Hokalugi or...
That would have been good. Yeah, I might bring that back. Okay, Hokalugi, you're doing okay. You're living the dream, even though your birthday's coming up.
It is.
And you do love your birthday. Is it?
I love my birthday.
Does it feel worse this year? Does it feel different this year? Your birthday might mark the beginning of the end of quarantining, at least in the strictest sense.
You know, this is the first year where my birthday does not feel that big. But I wonder if I'm in a weird zone of I'm not 30 yet. I'm going to be 29. So it seems like I really need to hold in my excitement for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't have anything like big planned. Like normally we have your birthday, we do like it's an event.
Yeah.
And this year we've been...
2020 is trash.
Yeah, we just need to all agree to crumple up 2020, throw it away, and start over. Let's just hit the reset button.
Let's not start over. Let's just move on to next year.
Plow through.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to redo. I'm not sure how much money would it take for you guys to relive the last 6 months of your lives.
The last 6 months.
I don't know. Considering I'm alive, like nothing horrible has happened to me personally. Like there's definitely been some inconveniences, but like I probably wouldn't need that much money. How much could I get?
I mean, here's the question is, does this replace another 6 months of my life or do I get just 6 free months? Because I would gladly do it again if it extends my life 6 months.
You would live through a global pandemic and cancel our wedding again?
Oh, you fell into
that
trap.
Of life?
She trapped your ass.
But it's not really an extra 6 months because you're just reliving what you've already done. Maybe you can change some things, but you just have to relive being stuck at home.
This is getting pretty deep.
It's not getting deep. You're the one who asked the question.
Well, no, but like, what do I get to change? Like, if I'm not really, I'm just like watching life happen for 6 months.
You can wear your pants less. I don't know why you were so committed to wearing pants when you're working from home. You could change that.
I still do wear pants every day.
I would say shorts. I would say the basic outline of what occurred happens again. And you can change day-to-day choices, but not much else.
I mean, like I said, if I get 6 months added on, yeah, sure. Give me the free 6 months of life, pandemic or no. But if it has to replace another 6 months, then that's where you're going to have to pay me some good money.
It doesn't replace another 6 months. It's just you relive this 6 months. So I wouldn't call it a free six months of life.
It's time travel.
Yeah.
I think it is a free 6 months of life.
Okay.
Nope. I agree with you, Frack. And I want to get paid, but I would do it again.
Give me my money.
Yeah, if I got paid, I'd be in. I would do it.
All right, these are the tough questions I was brought on to ask.
Yes, absolutely.
Kyle's still going to be thinking about this in 3 weeks.
Could be. Well, and you could keep rubbing it in his face that he just said on semi-live podcast air that he would rather cancel your wedding again or postpone your wedding all over again if he could. That's how I interpreted
not exactly what I said.
That's how I interpreted what you said. And so that must be true. Someone who is going to interpret women as a woman and therefore pick the woman of the week this week is, yes, I'm trying to, there's layers of women there. Binders full of women. Danielle, I've been informed that you have come prepared to enlighten us all about a woman.
I have come prepared. Does the woman of the week go at the beginning of the podcast now?
Oh, it always does.
Okay. Wow.
Oops. Clearly, you're up on all the episodes.
Well, here's the thing, is I hear 65% of your episodes from my kitchen.
I'd say you probably hear like 30%. Robbie definitely talks more than I do.
That's true. Okay.
All the entertaining stuff comes from me, and you can't even hear that.
I like to embellish in my mind like what Kyle's responding to. It's funner that way.
I could see.
Okay.
I don't know if that was an insult or not.
But. Woman of the week is Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
The old EKS.
ECS.
ECS.
Yeah.
Took a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's Cady, like in Mean Girls. C-A-D-Y. Anyone? No? Okay.
There was a Cady in Mean Girls?
Is that the main character's name? Character.
Lindsay Lohan's name was Cady? I didn't remember that. I remember all the actual Mean Girls names, but I don't remember don't remember Lindsay Lohan's name. They called her Africa. I remember that.
That's a very fitting name for Lindsay Lohan. Okay, sorry, ECS, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, RIP. She was the founder of the early women's rights movement. So she was very essential in the 19th Amendment and getting women the right to vote. And she was the president of the National American Women's Suffrage Association for 2 years. And then, let's see, I've just been kind of looking into her a little bit. She had 7 kids.
Ooh, and she was a fox.
She was... Which is the best because I'm looking at a photo of her like from like her later years in life. She looks like a very stern, powerful woman.
I mean, everybody did in like 1880s photographs because you had to sit still for 45 minutes for them to get any light. And so you're not going to be smiling for 45 minutes.
Yeah, she's kind of a grumpy Mrs. Doubtfire looking person.
Yeah. Look her up, podcast fans. She looks like a cool chick.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a cool chick.
She was an abolitionist, pre-suffragette movement, and her husband was actually the co-founder of the Republican Party, so there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance going on now in current times, but we don't need to get into that. She wrote something called The Woman's Bible.
Ooh.
We should write one of those, yeah. But not for women, because we don't have that. But we should write some stuff. We will write a Bible
for women.
I think that's a terrible idea.
A podcasting Bible. People will just stumble upon. There's got to be someone who just collects all Bibles.
Yeah, if I remember in history class correctly, there was some sort of drama with the ECD and some other leaders of the suffrage movement. But I don't remember what it was.
Can I read to you guys a small section of something that she wrote?
Oh, please do.
It's a speech regarding the destructive male.
Oh, that's me.
She says that the male element is a destructive force, stern, selfish, aggrandizing, loving war, violence, conquest, acquisition, breeding in the material and moral world alike, discord, disorder, disease, and death. So... Well, I think she had male friends. She was hardcore.
I feel personally attacked as a male of male privilege.
She needs to read our Bible.
Yeah. We need to set this woman straight, even though she's right. I'm not saying she's not right. I'm saying I feel attacked.
Which is, so that's my gal, ECS.
I like it.
She knew Susan B. Anthony, worked with Susie B., who I believe that we've talked about on here before.
We have. Yeah.
Impressive. Good work, Frack. That's why they call you the Midnight Liar.
Yes, that's exactly why they call me the Midnight Liar.
Because you drop truth bombs and and sometimes people don't like it, and that's okay.
Oh. You know who else would agree that men do terrible things? Some of our Bachelor contestants, and listen to your heart.
Nice, Kyle.
That was a good segue.
I am proud of you. Every week you get better at the segues.
So what episode are we on now? 4, 5?
5.
This was episode 5 we just watched.
And there's only 6. This is a short season.
Yeah.
This is like an experiment, I think.
The semifinals.
When they knock 2 out at a time, it really kind of crawls along.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not crawls along, yeah.
And for the semifinals, we had a location change. So we moved from their mansion in wherever they are, California, to Las Vegas, which everybody knows is the epicenter of the music world.
Yeah, apparently, we started listing all the people that go there. Celine Dion was there for like 20 years, stopped.
Sorry, no, that was Celine Dion.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't know how to spell Celine and Dion.
And Britney Spears.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell names.
Yeah. Well, yours is easy, so I'm glad you got that one down. But
and I mean, Lady not Gaga. That.
Gaga?
Yeah, the Backstreet Gaga. Boys. There's have been a bunch of great performers in Las Vegas, and you can add the Bachelor contestants to that list. Well, some of them.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm ready to take that leap, but...
So they all went to Vegas. They all went on dates in Las Vegas. Jamie and Trevor went ice skating. Bree and what's his name?
Chris.
Chris sang at somebody's Vegas wedding for some reason. Yeah,
that was
super
odd.
Uncomfortable. Because while they were singing, the other two just stood there staring at each other. Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Natasha and Ryan were at some construction site.
Oh, yeah, destruction.
That was cool.
That is a common date on Bachelor World, is destruction rooms or things.
They got a lot of pent-up things to get out.
They're definitely coming into vogue. I have several students that go to those. And it they rave about it. They say that it's awesome.
How much does it cost?
No, I don't think it's necessarily cheap. I don't know. Maybe you get a membership type of thing. You get like 3 destructions a month. But, I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. You go into a room and they've got a bunch of like old TVs and computers and mirrors and like furniture. And there's just like a wall of, you know, sledgehammers or whatever. And you just kind of go to town for a half an hour or whatever. You can just bash anything that you want.
I think it would be kind of fun. My favorite date of the night, though, was Matt and Rudy, because they got to sing on stage with Shaggy.
Yep.
For some reason.
Yep. I think they might have been scrambling, like, hey, we don't have anything for these guys to do.
Shaggy's in Vegas.
Shaggy's in town. Let's see if he's down. And Shaggy, you know, is doing anything. He's just been singing that one song for, like, 20 years now.
Wasn't me.
That was a very... obscene song for them to play, I thought, on ABC.
I thought so too. I was very, and they didn't bleep anything. I mean, they said.
I mean, that was an obscene song to be on the radio.
Yeah.
For years, and for years, I had no idea what it actually meant. I was too young and didn't actually listen to the lyrics, and then I got a little bit older and was like, whoa.
Tangent. My recent obsession with TikTok has led me to kind of compare some of the songs of the moment now to songs of the moment back in the early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
And while there are still songs today that are, you know, raunchy and whatever, the songs in the early 2000s were hardcore.
Yeah, there was a period there. where it's like they were trying to push the boundaries of what could be put on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just, I mean, because yeah. they do, like, you know,
the people. Like a play-by-play.
Yeah, the people do the, you know, the TikTok Gen Zers doing their dances. And then they're like, in sixth grade, I was shaking my butt on the floor at my dance. And you hear some of the songs and you're like, oh my God, I did. I listened to this. And I liked oh, yeah. it.
But like Kyle, I didn't really know what a lot of it meant. But yeah, I knew the words.
Yeah.
Like I was singing it, and I had no idea what I was saying. I'm sure my parents would have been horrified.
That's
if
the
they
thing.
Heard
is like I feel like I must have heard that song on the radio with my parents at some point, and they said nothing about it. Maybe they're just hoping it flew over my head, and they were right. Yeah. But
my at least my dad refused to listen to any of our music whatsoever. It had to be like his classic rock station. But I feel like my mom would let us listen to the music of the day. And yeah, I can't imagine what her perspective was like on that, but you're right, Freck, that was a unique time in musical history. It still comes up, you know, it's definitely alluded to a lot, but it's not blatant.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like
I'll never forget it.
Yeah. The top five song being banging on the counter. Banging in the shower.
Yeah, the shower. Know. I vividly yep. remember that line from my childhood and being like
on the bathroom floor.
Yeah,
we were both butt naked. I mean, it's mm-hmm. there's
it
no
seemed like it should have been pretty
there.
Obvious.
I do love yeah. the melody though, when he starts realizing that he forgot that he gave her an extra key, like that little switch just gets me every time. How could I forget yeah. that I had given her an extra key? Gets me every time.
Musically, it's a work of art. Lyrically, it's still a work of art, but it's like
a different kind.
It's an explicit work of art, you know, like the Statue of David. You know, you got some sexually explicit pieces, but everybody around the world agrees that it's still something to behold.
It Wasn't Me by Shaggy is like the Statue of David. I'm gonna quote you on that.
Yeah,
somebody put that on a poster.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that comment on a review of that song somewhere. I should be a music critic. I know everything.
You should just go to the Statue of David and play that song.
Yeah. Do you see the connection? Are you hearing what I hear? By the way, to further take us down a tangent, I was continuing to learn about ECS here, and it said that she was in NWSA, which is the National Women's Suffrage Association, but I read it as NWA. I was like, wow.
I mean,
she really was ahead of her time.
I feel like she was probably in the NWA of women's suffrage.
Yeah.
Like
no,
just,
I'm
just
yeah.
breaking stuff down and taking no prisoners.
The 1880s equivalent of Straight Outta Compton.
Exactly.
Was the ECS.
All right, I apologize. Sorry, I needed to bring it up.
No, you're good, because I think this, I mean, honestly, this episode was, I think, the most boring one thus far.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing for it being the semifinals. But,
well, yeah.
Besides Shaggy and Rudy telling Matt that she was falling in love with him, and him saying, you're very courageous for saying that.
Right, bad move, Matt. I mean, it's... Well, yeah, the whole build-up to the singing was definitely two different couples said I love you for the first time this week. The Jamie and Trevor one went pretty well, although it was kind of uncomfortable at the beginning because basically Jamie was going to say it, and then Trevor came out and said, like, I take the L word really seriously. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
And then they drop it for a while, and then, like, 10 minutes later, you can see Jamie just about to explode and just says, you know what? Screw it. I love you. And then he says, I love you too. It's like, okay, well, that was a whole lot of nothing.
Jamie was a whole mood this week. She seemed to shed her fearfulness. I don't know what. She was not as psychotic as she has been in the past. But then I have to remember, Jamie is 21 years old.
Right.
Yeah, and I think she got confidence from him saying it back. I think if she would have said it and he wouldn't have, mm-hmm. you would have seen same psychotic Jamie. But there was like a weight off of her shoulders, and so some of her anxiety was gone.
But can we talk about the fact that Jamie's 21?
Why?
Because 21-year-old women are psychotic.
Hey, what would the ECS say?
She would probably say the same thing.
they can vote, but they're still crazy.
I mean, me at 21, oh, God, help the world. I don't know.
I was there.
That's true. Yikes. It's just interesting to see her be on this show because I just don't think her brain is fully developed for in something like this.
You can be in love at 21, and she's talented.
Reality television is not full of people with fully developed brains.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants a bunch of mature, ready to commit people on TV.
I don't know. It kind of just makes me sad for her sometimes. I wonder if she'll look back on it and be like, ooh, yikes.
I feel like Jamie needs to be on this show because she has, like, no filter. Like, she's a super type A personality, and she's so, like, ADD and, like, scatterbrained, and, like, whatever comes into her head is coming out of her mouth. And that plays on TV. And musically, she's not the most talented on the show, but she's got some chops musically, and she's just kind of that, like, easy to love, you know, kind of cutesy, you know, you want Jamie to feel good. You want Jamie to feel better. You don't want Jamie to cry. You don't want Jamie to have a panic attack. You want Jamie to be happy. Whereas some of these other people, I'm like, you can just like fall off a cliff. Like, like you don't have to die, but at least
fall.
I think the problem with this show is that it can't figure out if it's a singing competition or a love quest.
Yeah, it definitely flipped. Now it's definitely, because all the relationships are pretty stable as far as who's in them. You know, they're in various stages of like, I love you versus I'm still trying to figure it out. But they're not trying to steal each other anymore.
No.
So it's transitioned from a lot of like stealing and talking and, you know, that kind of like a normal bachelor feel to now it's just how do we progress our relationship on TV while...
But I think you run into the problem of maybe the most musically talented people are not moving on because they have to be in love.
Oh, yeah. The criteria of moving on is not much to do with how good you are.
Yeah.
And more to do with how much you look like you love each other while you're performing.
Yeah.
This week, I honestly, like, we all agreed that some of the best singers got kicked off this week. I think the best pairing of singers got kicked off this week.
Yeah.
But they straight up, I think, were the worst performance this week.
They were pretty bad. I also think Jamie and Trevor were pretty bad, but they just looked like they loved each other. And so none of the comments from the judges were anything good about their singing. It was all about how good they looked together.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, not supportive of them as a musical duo, but good for them for smiling.
Yeah. I also feel like that's the duo that cares the least about the music and is just happy to be in the relationship.
Or on television.
That too.
But like, this show is weird because I feel like most reality shows, you can kind of pinpoint, like we tried to do, like the drama people at the start, that they're going to pull along just for drama. But this is like probably the three most boring couples that they put in the final.
Except for Rudy and Matt.
Rudy and Matt are a little bit of a time bomb. Rudy is. Matt's just kind of there.
Rudy's awesome.
I love Rudy, but yeah, she is kind of... She bounces back and forth with like, I'm just going to be patient. I know that he needs time. And then like cut away 4 seconds later, she's like, I'm going to tell him and he better love me back or I'm going to lose it. Like,
yeah.
But like they got rid of Julia, who was creating all this drama. And then they got rid of Natasha, who was clearly just a drama creator. Like they're getting rid of everybody who's drama creators. And now it's just like couples who hope to find it.
I'm not sure that
they're going to have the show again.
Oh, I don't know. No, it will not. Speaking from a television person, the ratings were poor, to say the least.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's no Bachelor in Paradise, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, people want the drama. I thought it was really interesting at the beginning. But now I'm like, not so much.
That's all right. We've got one more episode. And then we can watch Space Force.
Did that come out?
It came out yesterday.
I'm also watching Avatar, The Last Airbender now.
That is something I have heard multiple people say that they are watching.
Yeah, I've always thought about watching it. Never actually have. I probably will at some point.
I mean, so far I'm in. I mean, I'm the one who got really sucked into watching the reruns of Pokemon at age 25
or whatever. I feel like you can get sucked into most things.
Yeah, I think you watched one episode of The West Wing with me, and then you finished the series before I did.
Yeah. No, I take binging very seriously. I commit hard.
I may rewatch The West Wing again. It's real good.
You know, several people on The West Wing wore women's underwear. And that is going to be something we can also say about Kyle for the next week. You don't know. Maybe some of the men were wearing women's underwear on there. Frack, how do you feel about your dearly beloved having to wear women's underwear for the next 7 days?
For 7 days?
Yeah.
I thought you were just doing it for an abbreviated amount of time.
No, they are doing it for an abbreviated amount of time. I'm doing it for the full week.
Okay, here's my question. One, why do they get to do it for an abbreviated amount of time?
Because it's not even their challenge. I just complained for long enough that I roped them into it.
Okay.
And
two,
my partner was mad about that. She's like, well, why are you doing it if it's Kyle's challenge? Which she had a good point. But I was just like, he got really mad. I wanted to
decide. That's because this is a weird thing. And you're lucky that it wasn't your challenge, since you know that it was supposed to be a challenge for you.
Well, and I think that demonstrates my kindness, because Kyle was not going to jump in there and wear women's underwear for 4 days if I got upset, like I did, vice versa.
I'm sure he would have probably done some kind of...
I would have been more likely to let you just not do it in general than to have jumped in with you, most likely.
See, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's really weird. And, I mean, whatever you want to do, wear the lady's underwear. I gave him the suggestion of just getting, like, boy shorts, which is similar to boxer briefs. So, really, I mean, I don't know how this is going to work out, but it just seems...
I'm really hoping that the size that I got fits.
Yeah, I hope that too. But also, what a waste of money, because you're never going to wear these again.
We didn't invest that much. I think I paid $12 for 3 pairs.
I paid like $17 for 4.
Yeah, which is still a waste of money. Because you're never going to wear them again, and it's not like I can wear them.
Entertainment value. You could
wear
them.
Who's entertained by this?
Our listeners.
Yeah. We're going to post on Instagram. Not full shots, but, you know, waistband shots, so that we prove that we're wearing.
You don't think this could be, like, a potentially weird thing for your employer to find at some point or listen to?
It's not illegal. Joey did it on Friends. If Joey did it on Friends, it's fine.
Okay, just curious. I've made it very clear how I feel. I sent a text message to Natalie and Jeremy with probably 7, the letter Y's, asking why.
I thought it was a good challenge. It's an experiment. We're experimenting.
I feel
like
the challenges are interesting. Some have been a little vindictive.
Yeah.
Danny hasn't been a fan of the challenge segment that we've introduced.
Well, I just don't think that...
It's like she's been more upset about the challenges that I've received than I have.
I'm not upset about them. I just don't think that they have value.
Why do they have to have value? It's just for fun.
It's not value for us. It's value for the listeners. It's entertainment.
Yeah. The chopstick thing was great content.
I haven't said stop the challenges, but I'm a guest on the podcast, and I'm here to express my opinion.
Yeah, and that's how a discussion works. You express your opinion, then we express ours, and then we go back and forth.
Okay. Mansplain it to me.
Yeah, Kyle. This is the whole point of this was just to trap Kyle into getting in trouble on the podcast. And I think
it's the real challenge.
It would have happened regardless.
Yeah.
Irregardless, as Danny likes to
say. Oh, no, I do not say that. That is grammatically incorrect.
Irregardlesser?
No, I am not an irregardlesser.
Could you care less or... Do you couldn't care?
I try to avoid using that phrase because I can never get it right.
The correct way to say it, and the way that it's usually used, is to say, I couldn't care less, right?
Yeah.
But most people say, I could care less what you think.
My problem is I had a friend who would say it like the funniest way. He'd be like, I could care less. And so every time I always just hear that, and he would say it the wrong way, but I would always just hear that.
Yeah.
You know what other grammatical thing I have a problem with is who and whom. Mm-hmm. And my friend, who is very good at grammar, has explained it to me multiple times.
Whom is just when you want to sound fancy. Everybody knows that.
No, that's actually not it. But the way she explains it should be very easy for me to figure it out. And I just, it's not, it doesn't hit.
Haven't you seen the episode of The Office where Toby explains it?
It's the subject of the sentence versus the object of the sentence. But I do feel like even if you use it correctly, if you say whom, you just come across as pretentious.
Oh, yeah.
It's different if you're writing, I think. Like, if you are writing and you say whom, it's like, okay, yeah, I can see
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think it's whom, important for my work to get it right.
Right.
I should be embarrassed that I can't figure it out, but I've given up.
Well, I don't know if you took the same grammar class in college that I did. I know we were there at the same time, so it's possible, but did you have a grammar class taught by a stand-up comedian?
No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. And she even said, like, even I can't make this interesting.
I had a grammar class, but because of the way that my degree played out, I took it over the summer, and so it was abbreviated, and also, I got strep throat in the middle of it, and so I think maybe I was
during the whom, who lesson.
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, there's the gap in your learning.
Yep.
Who gets strep in the middle of summer?
It was the weirdest thing in the entire world. I went to school one day. I came home. I all of a sudden did not feel well, and then I died. So it was okay. Strep H, which is very rare, apparently.
That's almost halfway through the alphabet.
Maybe she got it from her underwear. I'm just trying to bring this back because we're way off topic
here.
Okay,
sorry.
And with that, I think it's time for a break so we can straighten ourselves out, adjust our women's underwear, and get ready because when we come back, we're going to figure out, are we a Sean or are we a Corey from Boy Meets World?
Back again.
I wish that the Backstreet Boys had said it that way. Was that Backstreet Boys?
I think it would have been more of a hit.
Oh my god, we're back again. That was Backstreet Boys, right? Because
yep.
That's Backstreet back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
With that. You know who else we're bringing back is the
Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Thanks. I was gonna make that more. dramatic. I was gonna add a whole thing. The bromance, the original bromance of Corey and Sean. I wish that there was a choice of could I be Topanga too in this quiz that we're about to take, but it's narrowed down to Corey or Sean. And apparently,
I wish I was Mr. Feeney.
I've made a couple Feeney references in school, and I actually am pleasantly surprised that usually one or two kids knows what I'm talking about. Not a lot, but Feeney still has pull with the children.
I like it.
All right, so we're going to take this BuzzFeed quiz, and as we all know, BuzzFeed has never been wrong, except for when they said that due to my music choices, I was like 100% gay.
100% gay.
There was zero doubt, according to BuzzFeed, that I was gay. But, you know, whatever. So
you live and you learn.
I don't know. Maybe I'm gay. I really don't think so. That would be a shocker to a lot of people, I think, including me. But I don't know. Maybe BuzzFeed knows more better than me.
We're taking a quiz.
No, we're going to keep talking about this.
Bobby's having an existential crisis right
usually
now.
Usually this is what happens when Kyle gets the mic all on his own. You're going to start spiraling into despair. But in order to figure out whether we are a Corey or a Sean, we start off with, what is your dream destination? So it's looking like Paris, Hollywood, Disneyland, or Disney World, and like a beachy island option.
I'm choosing beachy island option.
Same.
All three of us. Cool. We're going to need some differentiation here. What's the next question, Frack?
What's your favorite color? Options blue, pink, purple, green, red, and orange. I'm going with blue.
I'm going green.
Well, you guys stole my two answers. I'm going to go blue. That would eat up a die.
Uh-oh, Kyle and I are going to be the same person.
Not this one.
I don't know. You have to choose a Marvel character. Yeah. Go ahead, Kyle. I jumped on your question.
We got Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, or Black Panther. I choose Iron Man.
I picked Black Panther. Wakanda forever.
Yeah. I will say I like the Black Panther. He's got the technology. I like that. All right, next, choose a Boy Meets World character. So here's what we were talking about. Eric, Topanga, Morgan, who's a bit of a dark horse for anybody that picks Morgan, or Mr. Feeny. Feeny!
When I first read this question without the answers, I'm like, well, this is a dumb quiz. I can just pick Corey or something.
Nope, they're not on there. Morgan disappeared. I picked Topanga. I rewatched Boy Meets World when Disney Plus came out, and Morgan was in like the first season and then skipped the next two seasons and then came back as a like middle schooler. It was kind of weird.
She was funny in the first season.
She was, and then she kind of became the... She was never the angsty teenager, but she was kind of like the eye roller, whatever. But she was really funny when she was a little kid. I got to go...
I'm picking Mr. Fee-hee-hee-hee-ne.
I know. I can't not be Feeny.
I picked Topanga.
I fell in love with Topanga. I fell in love with a lot of people at that age, though, so... We're rewatching the Harry Potter movies, and I'm remembering my growth of love for Emma Watson. Growth. By the third movie, I was squarely in the camp of loving Emma Watson.
How could you not be?
Me too.
What's your favorite musical? Hairspray, Mean Girls, Hamilton, or Mary Poppins?
Oh, Hamilton, easy.
I'm also picking that.
Me too, but I would like to see the Mean Girls musical. I think that would be fun.
I'm interested in the concept.
Yeah, I don't actually think it's going to be that good or better than Hamilton, but it actually has gotten pretty good reviews.
Okay, choose a Girl Meets World character, which is the spinoff that had Topanga and Corey as the parents, right?
Yeah.
I'm picking Riley. Sorry, the options are Riley, Maya, Farkle, and Lucas. I'm picking Riley because that's the name of our dog.
I'll pick Lucas because that's the long name of my first dog.
I'm going to pick Farkle because that's I like to say Farkle.
Yeah, I would have chosen that.
Did anybody watch Girl Meets World?
No.
Can't say I did.
Me neither. Choose an artist. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Harry Styles, or Melanie Martinez?
Melanie Martinez is like the Morgan of this, like the real wild card.
Yeah, T-Swift, baby.
I don't even know who Melanie Martinez is.
I don't either. Do you know who that is?
I do. She's not as big of a star as Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, or Harry Styles, though.
I could have told you that.
I'm picking the Swizzle.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Choose an element, fire, water, earth, or air.
They really couldn't come up with that many Boy Meets World themed questions, and so they're branching out quickly.
I'm a water guy.
I want to be the airbender. No, I don't.
I don't like any of these.
I want to be the avatar. I want to master all.
Oh, you got to pick one.
Yep.
I want to be a star. I will pick earth.
Because earth is...
Because I don't like space.
Earth is a star. I'm going to pick air.
Choose a show on Netflix. I am not okay with this. I don't know what that is. Once Upon a Time, Gossip Girl, or Stranger Things?
I'm going Stranger Things. It's the only one that I've seen.
I'll pick Gossip Girl.
I'm also Stranger Things. All right. Survey says, what do you guys
got?
I'm
with Corey.
I got Corey.
I also got Corey.
Wow, we are boring.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Are all of the... is your blurb, you love to make jokes and you can be extremely talkative, you always do the right thing and you're always there for your friends?
Yep.
Yep. I feel like
Which is not at all true about
yeah,
me.
I was going to say, you're super talkative, Kyle? I don't know.
Well, I feel like that's the only one that wouldn't be necessarily true. Like, you do the right thing.
Sometimes. I'm rarely there for anybody. And I hate jokes.
It's true. It's true. He hates people and jokes.
Yeah, the polar opposite, Kyle's the polar opposite.
He is a great podcast host because of that. All right. We just answered a bunch of questions. Some about Boy Meets World. I feel like they could have had more Boy Meets World questions, to be honest. But we need to take a step back from the BuzzFeed and a step towards Kyle's Question Corner.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So, we've got a couple would you rathers here. We've got a couple other questions. We'll start with a would you rather, which is, would you rather never age physically or never age mentally?
It depends on where my age mentally stalls if I choose to not age physically.
From now on.
So I guess like I could, so you're saying I could stop, like I could look the way that I look right now forever, but I'll start losing my mind eventually.
At a normal pace?
Yes.
What about the aging physically? Does that mean you're immortal?
No, it just means that your mind is sharp until you die.
No, aging physically.
No, I just think it means your body's completely capable until you would normally die.
Yeah.
I hear from a lot of people that one of their biggest gripes about being old is that they lose function of their body. And I think that if I were to not age mentally, I would never get to a point in life where I'd be like, all right, time to let go. Yeah. So I'm going to pick the physically one.
I like the reasoning.
I think I would like to stay physically young and be able to develop mentally. The one caveat, though, and I know that this book affected other people too, but if you were to have like Alzheimer's or dementia or something.
Oh, God.
To be like in a 29-year-old body and going through like not being able to remember stuff, that's just like the scariest thing ever. So if you chose not to age mentally but still physically get older, I guess you lock in the you remove the possibility of ever having that happen. But other than that, it does seem more advantageous to be able to stay physically young and still get the wisdom.
Yes.
What do you think, right, Kyle? Nope, I'm not letting you off the hook. You have to answer this week.
My instinct says mentally, but I see both sides.
If you choose shockingly mentally, then we could be one superhuman.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, but then you're still young looking and you're married to an old dude.
Yeah, but he can keep my brain sharp.
Yeah, I'll keep her stimulated with my superior wit and guile. away from would you rathers, what movie have you seen the most amount of times?
Ooh.
This is not a good question for me or you. This is a good question for Robbie.
I don't know. I think that I'm tempted to say something like the first Harry Potter movie or something.
You know what movie I have seen, not in its entirety, but I have seen a lot of?
What?
Rush Hour.
Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Good.
That's probably answer. The movie.
Which one, though?
I can't tell the difference between them.
Oh, bad answer. That's now. Racist. That was horrible.
I don't know the plot of the films.
Oh, jeez.
Because we've watched them like with fast forward, but I've seen a lot.
We usually just watch the bloopers at the end.
Yeah. Failed to fish.
Yeah. Croc scream, buttercream,
buttercream, croc skin. The reason I say like the first Harry Potter movie is because every time another movie came out, you rewatched them all leading up to it. And since there were 8 movies, you know, and I've rewatched them a few times since then. So I've probably ended up watching the first. And it's funny because I probably watched the first like the first two and the fourth one the most. I think I might have only seen the fifth one like once or twice. And I'm not really sure why. I think I might have missed that one when it came out in theaters. But I've watched a lot of Rush Hour, The Sandlot. And I don't know if you count the ones where it's like when you're a little kid and your mom's trying to get you to shut up, and so she puts on The Lion King three times a week, nah, and you just sit there and blankly stare at a screen. Yeah, when
adult repetitive films.
Yeah, when I'm the one that's actively choosing to watch the movie, it's probably that. I will say I've watched The Avengers quite a few times, but mm-hmm. Yeah,
mine's probably Christmas Vacation.
Elf.
We watch that.
I watch Elf.
Elf.
I watch Elf a few times. It's a
good one for me.
Yeah, I think I watch Elf twice every year. I also watch The Santa Claus. I've watched The Santa Claus many a time. That one's been around for a long time.
All right, we'll go back to Would You Rather. This one's a weird one, but I got amused just thinking about the possibilities, and so I'm going to ask it. Would you rather turn pink every time someone said hello or get really, really angry anytime someone said bless you?
Pink.
Yeah, pink. Yeah.
Anytime someone says hello, you want to turn pink?
I don't want to get angry, though.
Although,
but you get hello a lot more often than you get bless you.
I will say, we at my work, this has become a thing. We don't say bless you anymore. We say bless. So do you need to say the full word to get angry? The full phrase?
It's true. I would get angry a lot hanging out with Danny if every time she said bless. Because you say bless when someone sneezes, you say it when somebody brings you a beverage, you say bless whenever anybody does anything, really.
Well, I'm very devout.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I don't know. If you you definitely, if bless counted, you certainly couldn't go to church or anything, because every time they said bless, you'd just sit there and start fuming.
I think it's just bless you. And so we don't say bless you anymore when people sneeze, we just say bless. So maybe I do want to get angry.
Maybe I do want to get angry.
It depends on what it looks like. I don't get angry enough,
so I'm going to choose the bless you one.
I wonder what it looks like when you get angry, though. Is it like you start yelling and flipping tables, or do you just sit there and silently stew for a few minutes and then you get over
it? Instead of turning pink, you turn red and steam comes out of your ears.
Yeah. Just like,
man. What normally happens when you get angry? That's what I'm going to say. It happens.
What normally happens when I get angry? I yell really a lot.
Yep.
But not at any one person. I mostly yell about the situation.
Sometimes it's at one person.
Have I ever yelled at you?
I don't know if you've yelled at me directly. I've heard you yell about a lot of people. But not necessarily when they're in the room.
I'm not going to lie. I do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have a heart of gold, like a stripper.
All right. Last question of the corner for now. What is your favorite form of exercise?
I don't know. Because there's like...
I feel like that would be easy for Robbie.
Well, there's natural exercise, and then there's like, okay, I'm working out.
Supernatural like exercise.
Intentionally exercising. Because like, if I'm being honest, probably like playing football or frisbee or something like that, where I'm playing a game but exercising. But running is my go-to.
That like, would be my, like workout, would have been my answer for
workout
you.
Workout exercise.
I think my favorite, this is going to be a new thing for me, but I have found that doing yoga actually is more of a strength training exercise than I thought it was. And that when I do it, I become very strong. So yoga is quickly becoming something that I enjoy a lot. I'll tell you, my least favorite kind of exercise is HIIT.
High intensity interval training.
It's the worst thing in the entire world. But it gets you in good shape.
Right. Yeah, I do that about half the time and run half the time. No, I really need to do more yoga because I know that it does have all the benefits. It's a mental thing because it is working my body. Like, I can't do yoga very well. Like, I have room that I need to improve, but it's hard to like motivate yourself because the changes are not quick, like physically. No. Like, you can't see yourself getting in super good shape quickly. It's more of a feel, but you know, there's also the mental part where you're just like, I don't feel like this is hard, but I also don't feel like I'm doing anything because you're
in. Oh, you should do the one that Kyle and I did the other day. It was, I was yelling.
She was. She was getting mad at our yoga tree.
What's your favorite?
I mean, I'm kind of agree with Robbie in that, like, if I could do sports, then, like, that would probably be it. I wanted to be able to do some sort of, like, obstacle course thing. I feel like I would really enjoy that. I just don't know where or how I could do that. So I think that would be really fun.
Kyle, you should do a Tough Mudder race. You ever seen those?
I probably should.
They're, like, 10K, I think, but every mile there's another, like, an obstacle that involves mud. So you just, like, you have to army crawl under a fence, or you have to climb a, you know, some kind of structure that's covered in mud, and you have to drop down into mud. Like, I think that
sounds like a very Kyle thing to do.
I do like climbing things. I think that would be fun. But that's the end of Kyle's Question Corner, but we're just segueing right into Dictionary Delusion this week. Firing through this, we got three words. I'm going to say the words that were dictionary.com words of the day. I didn't know what they meant until I looked them up. Maybe you will, but you're going to have to give me the definition and maybe a little bit of etymology of the word as well. Are our contestants ready?
Indeed.
Yes.
Word number one, duver. It's a noun, duver.
A duver is actually a collection of taxidermy squirrels. A collection of six or more taxidermy squirrels is officially called a duver.
I think that somebody misspelled the capital of Delaware.
Added an extra do.
Mm-hmm.
An oo.
Oh, is the letter?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And it was the word of the day because it was so funny.
And where did the name for the capital of Delaware come from?
The entomology?
Mm-hmm.
America.
It is one of the original. It's one of the original colonies, so it's been around since before history even started on 1776, January 4.
So
July 4th.
I thought this would be an appropriate word.
Did you just say that the nation was born on January 4th?
And then I corrected myself. I knew it sounded wrong.
That's almost as bad as you forgetting the planets.
Hey, I was not the only one that forgot planets, mind you. I think that there's a lot of 20-somethings that don't know the planets.
I didn't forget any planets. I just didn't know the order.
I love Independence Day in the middle of winter.
I think that we need to celebrate it in the middle of winter. And Flag Day, for that matter.
So the actual answer is thingamabob or a thingamajig.
I was closer.
Oh, this is a great word for me to use.
Yes, I thought so, because you like to use doodle in place of thingamabob or thingamajig.
Yeah, and it's just duver.
Like you were close to an actual
really
word.
I'm really close. That's great.
Too bad you didn't say that for your answer.
So yeah, someone just wrote into the dictionary and said, hey, I call thingamabobs duvers. Can we just make it official?
All right. Our second word is an adjective. It is whelked.
Whelked?
Whelked. Whelked. Whelked.
That is when you take a buffalo and you harness it with a wagon. It is a play on the word yoked, which is what you do with ox.
Wait, so is it a verb? Is it something you...
No, it's an adjective.
Okay. So whelked, not to say that Danielle is wrong, because maybe in some areas of the world, that is true.
I'm very clearly wrong.
Where ox are more, or bison or buffalo or whatever the hell she said. Maybe where those are more common, like Yellowstone. But whelked, where I grew up, was the descriptive word for what a child sounds like when they fall out of a tree. Because it's kind of like a yelp. Like a, ah! You know, and so to whelked is...
To welked.
Or, like, you know, just be like, yeah, he whelked when he fell out of the tree. It's the sound that you make when you fall out of a tree. It's specific to falling out of a tree, though.
The actual definition, I'm going to say that Danny's closer because it has something to do with an animal. It's ridged like the shell of a snail.
Which fall out of trees all of the time.
And really welk.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Our last word is another noun. It is soupçon.
That is the Mandarin term for the pit of an avocado. Which they turn into dolls and playthings.
That is the name of the chef who makes your miso soup.
I'm definitely right. Or closer.
You guys are equally right and equally wrong. I maybe give this one to Danny. Because it is a slight trace as of a particular taste or flavor, which could be attributed to a chef.
I'm talking about an avocado.
That's why I said it was close.
You know what? I'll 50-50 this one. I'll give Robbie the 50% because I think that we together made an avocado miso soup.
You made a soupçon.
Mm-hmm. Soupçon. The soupçon. Get in here.
That is the end of Dictionary Delusion.
All right.
We'll take one more break and then we will wrap it up.
Welcome back. We are here to wrap up the show. And during the break, Danielle almost broke down into tears. Even just thinking about how much she cares about the topic that she is about to tell you all about. And her goal is to make you cry and care as much as she does about
this. The emotion is palpable.
Yeah. And so let's all be respectful and listen as she pours her heart out right here on this podcast. Take it away, Midnight Liar.
I should not laugh before this. I would just like to draw attention to something terrible that happened this week in Minneapolis. I think everybody should be aware of this, that a unarmed black man was killed in police custody. Now, we don't know the cause of his death. But video shows an officer pinning him down by the neck. New video just came to light a few minutes ago through NBC. Shows three officers actually pinning him down, not just one. His name was George Floyd. And there's been a lot of talk this week about the right way to address this and should the officer be charged with murder. He was fired. Four officers were fired, and there have been a lot of protests. Last night, there were protests in Minneapolis. They turned violent. There was looting. A lot of people who don't think that's the most productive thing in the world have taken to social media to complain about it. One thing that we need to remember as white people is that we will never, ever know the pain of this family and what they're going through, because just through the color of our skin, we will never have to deal with this. I'm never going to get pinned down by my neck because I was trying to pass a $20 counterfeit bill. So Robbie was accurate that this, I feel very strongly about this and that I probably would cry about this. We need to do more than just, you know, offer our thoughts and prayers and say, oh gosh, this is so sad and I'm so disgusted. So whoever is listening, go out, read about your privilege, learn about your privilege, check your privilege, and do something about it. Stop just talking about it. If somebody's protesting an injustice in your neighborhood, go be at the protest, be an ally, be a strong ally, be a good ally. This is really important. Black people should not feel like they aren't humans in their own country where they live and that's how they feel. So learn, take action, and don't be a racist.
Very well said. I definitely teed it up for you to say something funny, but I appreciate you using the platform for good rather than satire.
I asked you if you wanted me to steer clear of anything.
I know, but I did not know what she was going to say, so I was not trying to make light of that discussion topic.
You did actually say that I felt strongly about it, and I do feel strongly about it. I think that I think too many people are afraid to say, don't be a racist, because apparently it's a touchy subject, but that's not a touchy subject. It's not a political statement. Don't be a racist.
Right. Well, and I also would even say, take it a step further. You have to be anti-racist.
Yep.
Like Angela Davis has that famous quote of like, it's not enough to not be racist. Like you can't just look at something like that and be like, well, I'm not racist, so it's not my problem. It's like, no, if you don't,
yep.
You know, stand up to people. And if you're not actively a part of the solution, then you're contributing to the problem. The way that I explain it to people is, it's like you're standing on a treadmill and you're either actively helping something by running, you know, in the direction that the treadmill is going, which is the easiest thing to do, go with the grain, or you can stand still by saying, I'm not racist, so it's not my problem. But if you think of it as not your problem, you're still moving in the wrong direction. You're still standing on a system that is moving in the wrong direction. So you have to do the most difficult thing, which is really hard, especially for a lot of people, for people that don't understand their privilege, for people that don't understand, you know, don't necessarily listen to the experience of other people. It's hard to interrupt racism. It's hard to put yourself out there and get into wars on Facebook and Twitter with people who very strongly will fight you on these things. But that's what you have to do. And you're going to feel like you lose all the time. But if you're not doing those things, then you're not a part of a solution. So well done for using the platform for good for once. Because we usually talk about potholes and stuff during that time. And so, way to take it further. Kyle, whose birthday is it? There's no segue that is possible from there to birthdays.
No, there is not.
We've got a happy birthday to Colby Calais, turning 35 today.
Do you think she feels bubbly?
She hits you right
started
in the face.
Started her toes.
Colby Calais has gotten me through multiple breakups. She's like perpetually being broken up with, I think. She nails the whole breakup music thing.
And happy birthday to Gladys Knight.
Oh.
Leader of the Pips.
Leader of the Pips. Oh, shout out to the sponsor of this podcast, Pips Donuts. You haven't given us any money, but man, you make some good donuts. So,
the donuts.
If you would like to provide us with money and or donuts in the future as compensatory baked goods, we would be down for that.
But I have a gift card to Pip's Donuts from Robbie's Muse hanging up on our bulletin board.
Yeah, Pip's, if you're listening, or if anybody here can get this to Pip's to be listening, we'll start with like a very generous offer. Like you can be the title sponsor of our podcast for just like occasional free donuts.
Yeah, it will literally be the Playful Banter podcast presented by Pip's Donuts.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
We're down 1 dozen free donuts every other week, and you can be just as much of this podcast as we are. I'm okay with even talking about your donuts for an hour straight. That's fine with me.
And that's just our starting offer. We're willing to negotiate.
Yeah, bring it.
Would you change the name of the podcast to Playful Pips?
Ooh.
Yes.
I could be
yes,
a
I
Pip.
Would.
Pip, Pip.
If the only thing that we got out of this in 5 years is occasional free donuts, I would consider it a success.
Seriously. That's more than we've gotten so far.
On to our tweet of the week. Back to Jaden Smith. He says, life is a puzzle. It isn't picture perfect. You can miss perfection in it because it is subtle.
That's not a puzzle. Puzzles literally
you read
are.
That and I listened to it deeply and still don't understand it.
I've read it 4 times and I don't understand it.
Because literally, puzzles are pictures. So how can you say a puzzle's not picture perfect? When you finish the puzzle of a picture,
it's perfect.
It's a perfect picture. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, but you feel pretty perfect when you finish a puzzle.
I thought that...
But it's subtle.
I saw a tweet from Jaden today that I thought you were going to pick, and it just said, taco night. Now, that's one that makes sense. I'm down with
See,
that,
that's the problem, is I don't like you to agree with Jaden.
Yeah.
Taco Thursdays.
Taco Thursday.
He was going to say Tuesday.
No, I wasn't. I know what day it is. All right. That is all we've got for you this week. Make sure to check out playfulbanter.org. Hit us up on all our social media accounts. Send an email to theplayfulbanterpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, Danny, what is the theme, slogan, whatever the hell it is, motto of the Playful Banter Podcast?
Never fear the bacon!
I like the enthusiasm.